Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. If you're brand new, you might be thinking, hey, it's not Saturday. You dialed into the show called Every Day is Saturday. Come on now, Every Day is Saturday. No more work days, no more, oh, it's Wednesday, hump day. Here comes Thursday, happy hour, Friday. The weekend's here, Monday, weekend went too fast, and on and on and on it goes. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, hashtag Every Day is Saturday. Let me know if you love the show. Awesome. Hate the show. Even better. Tell a friend. Tell everybody. No more work days. Every day is Saturday. I'm fired up. Great show yesterday. We talked about modeling. I spoke with you about how I kicked my stuttering habit, modeling people that could speak. How awesome is that? How stupidly simple is that? You want to stop stuttering? Go find someone that speaks well. Oh, but Sam, my uncle's a speech pathologist. He says, hey, I'm telling you, man, I don't know what I don't know. And I'll tell you what, I think half the time ignorance is bliss. Let me tell you that right now. Part of me thinks the less you know about something, the better you are. That's why I don't watch the news. You know, I'm all fired up right now. I mean, can you feel it? Can you feel me? Can you feel the message today coming to you from One Saturday Central? Let me tell you something right now. I'm fired up. Last night I watched the news. I TiVo the news every night. ABC News with Diane Sawyer. TiVo it every night. Why do I TiVo it? Because when I'm done fast-forwarding, I bet I've watched less than 40 seconds of the news. Seriously. I know at the end of the news, there's going to be the story about puppies, and it's going to be a feel-good story. At the beginning, I know there's going to be a bomb that went off somewhere and killed everybody. I'm not trying to make light of that at all. Don't get me wrong. I think it's absolutely horrible. And I'm not trying to avoid that there's negative stuff going on in the news either. But that's what I got Twitter for. That's what I log online for, so I can surf the information how I want it presented to me and where I want it sent to me from, on my phone, on my Kindle, or on my computer, whatever. But man, after I watched the news, it's probably a minute and 40 seconds. And part of the weather right now, I'm recording the show January 23rd, 2014. It was 9 below in Cincinnati yesterday. Big winter storm coming through the United States. Those of you in Australia, it's 110 degrees, so you can't even relate to this, but you will in 4 months. And it's crazy, man. You know, it's like every newscast is the exact same thing. And then it's 6:30 at night, so we're watching it in the Northeast, where 80% of the antidepressant sales are. And it's dark out, so you're like, well, damn, that sucked. Everybody's either dead or they burned in a fire or they got trapped in a snowstorm. And by the way, what's for dinner? You know, it's like, oh my gosh, no wonder. Like you walk around and then the next morning, everybody goes to work, hangs out in the water cooler talking about all the aches and pain. Oh, got a germ. What'd you get? All that thing on the news last night. What was it? I don't know. Did you see it? You got it shaking hands. So I saw the news last night, and I shook someone's hand, and then I got what they got. What is it? I don't know, but boy, you should have seen it last night. It's terrible. I got it. Hey, come on now. Life ain't that bad. You got to model people that are going someplace. That's what we talked about yesterday, man. What you don't know, half the time, I'm telling you, man, it's worth not knowing. Like, I don't know that there's the second coming of the H1N1 virus from 2009 going around till April of this year. I didn't know that in the United States. I didn't know I'm in a hotbed for that. I don't know. All I know is that I woke up and I got a chance to do something today. That's what we're going to talk about. Today's message really is not about modeling, although the first 4 minutes of the show, I'm all fired. Oh! Today's show is about getting little wins. Little wins. But Sam, you have such a big message. Why are we talking about little wins? because we got to talk about little wins. How the heck do you think you get a big win? You know, I bought Dave Ramsey. You guys know Dave Ramsey, you know, the wealth, Christian wealth teacher. I'm drawing a blank, the name of the course. You know it. I know you know it. I'm just drawing a blank. So Dave Ramsey, okay? And Total Money Makeover, that's what it is. And so I bought his course, Total Money Makeover, many years ago. And I really love the concept of taking your one credit card, like, you know, JCPenney charge or a Kohl's charge card or something like that. You got $50, $100 on it. Pay it off. And it's called snowballing your debt payments. You know, you don't go after the $15,000 Visa card bill right away if you want to get out of debt quickly. You get little wins first. Why, Sam? I mean, $100 at 20% interest is only $200 a year. That's $15, $18 a month interest. That's not a lot. Yeah, but it's a win. So then you take the $18 to $20 in interest you were paying every month. You snowball that as well as that $100 payment into another debt, the next highest one, $200, $300. Knock that one out. Psychologically, that's why I'm telling you, man, the world and winning, it's all psychological. Dave Ramsey teaches it. John Comuda teaches it. Every transforming debt into wealth individual teaches this concept of snowballing your debt and getting. Why wouldn't they teach? It makes more sense, doesn't it, to go after that $15,000 Visa versus that $200 JCPenney card? It makes all the sense in the world because that's where most of your interest charges are coming from. But it ain't about that. Sometimes common sense isn't always common practice. You know what I mean? It's like if you knew you had that card paid off, wouldn't that give you a little bit of a feeling like, I did it. Damn it, I did it. I paid that credit card off and it's done. Now, this isn't a podcast about consolidating your debt, but the same principles apply. I'm going to teach you in business how to launch your own dream and get it going. It starts with a small victory. It doesn't start by having a website or being on stage with Tony Robbins or, you know, gallivanting the globe and selling your products all over the place. You don't go from zero to a million. You go from zero to a dollar. You get that small win. You put together a 10-page ebook. You sell it on whatever for $7. Have somebody on Elance design it if you don't know how to. Sell it on eBay. Build a website, a blog, WordPress, Tumblr, something like that. Get your website up there and running and sell that product, man. It's got the same, it's the same thing. Could be an audio. Create an audio for free. Use Audacity. Download Audacity. I teach that in my podcast training course. Audacity, open source software. Create your own audios. Export them as an MP3. Upload them to the internet. Boom. That's what I did. So I had my big launch in 2009, created everything through Audacity, free open source audio software, audio creating software. You want to sell videos? Buy a camera, get some lighting. I use a company called TubeTape, TubeTape.net. And you go there and you get on their email list. Every Thursday, they're going to send you a 50% off, and it really legitimately is 50% off, green screens, lighting, anything that's got to do with video. It's awesome. How do I know all that? Because I spent tens and thousands of dollars buying all the other crap that didn't work for me. You know, let me tell you, when you start getting small wins, a small win for me, I bought a tripod at Best Buy in 2007 for $22, okay? And then I had a digital camera that I set on that tripod. I was in business. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like a movie producer now. Think about what YouTube did to the world. I know you got an English bulldog skateboarding down the hill and it gets 80 million views. Okay, I get that part. But also, you now can put your videos on YouTube. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. You do know what you're doing. That's the whole point we talked about yesterday with modeling. I don't know about studio lighting, Sam. You know what? Google studio lighting. 3 points. There's only 3-point lighting I use in my studio every day. There's one light coming at me from a 45-degree angle on one side, another light coming at me from a 45-degree angle on the other side, and another light coming at me straight ahead, and that's 3-point lighting. Google it. There's 8 billion videos on it, and you'll be up and running in no time. Think about what YouTube did. Think about all the companies that you use YouTube. Now, that's where I started getting small wins. I could now create content. I didn't need to know how to render video, edit video, embed video, anything like that. All I had to do was get this $22 tripod from Best Buy, set it up, put my a Sony CyberShot, K camera. I remember it. Remember this stuff like it was yesterday. It cost like $80, you know. I set it on the tripod. I hit record. I ran in front of the camera and started talking. And here's the thing. When you've rehearsed for that day your whole life, or at least in the past few years, it ain't like a big surprise. It's not like you freeze up. Now it becomes fun. It's like, this is what I always ever wanted to do video, but I didn't know how to shoot video. I mean, prior, like 6 months before that, I was looking at people shooting video that were using these $5,000 studio cameras, and then they had to go in and open up some software they bought in a store that they put into their CD drive, and then they started editing all the video, and it looked just nothing like I wanted to get associated with or even wanted to try to learn how to do. But then the game changed. I uploaded my first YouTube video in April 2007, 2 weeks after I quit my job. Because necessity really is the mother of invention. You want to start getting small wins. You got to have a sense of urgency as well. Because if you don't have any sense of urgency and you're kind of doing something on the side, or I'll get to it when I get to it. Well, hey, you know what? Treat your life as a hobby. Get paid like a hobby. That's fine. No big deal. You just can't complain and bitch and moan when you're not making money or you don't realize the freedom that you want because you haven't put any sense of urgency to your life. But when you put a sense of urgency to get a small win, just a small win under your belt. Maybe that small win for you is the same as it was for me, getting a video on the internet. April 2007, when I saw that video online, that was a huge, it was symbolic more than anything. It was a huge win. But it was like, yeah, man. That's me. That's me. That's Sam Crowley. Look at that. And I kept playing a video over and over. Now, you know, I shoot a ton of video, but, it never gets old. Now I edit it on my MacBook Pro, and even that's easy. I got iMovie. If you own a Mac, you have iMovie. If you own a Windows PC, you have Windows Movie Maker. Either way, it's free video editing software that's light years ahead of any software that you could buy just 10 or 12 years ago. I mean, I remember my daughter Madeline was born in March of 2001, and I bought a digital camera for the first time. No more film, no more 35-millimeter film, okay? And this thing was like $700, and it was as big as my gym bag that I go to the gym with. I mean, this thing was stupidly big, okay? Not as big as my gym bag, but you get the picture. It was about the size of, I don't know. You know what I mean. Like a digital camera. It was a Canon, $700, like the size of a shoe, like my kid's shoe. And I'm shooting. I couldn't believe it. I'm shooting these videos. And the whole reason I'm telling you this whole story, this podcast today, is to get you a small win. Because once you get a small win, I'll get back to the shooting the video in a second or taking pictures with the digital camera. But I want to really reinforce this to you. I'm no smarter than you are, no better than you are. Matter of fact, you're smarter than I am. I guarantee it. I don't know who you are. We may or may have not have met before, but I know you're smarter than me. I just have an insatiable appetite to just get after it. That's it. I mean, I'm the bull in the china shop. I'll walk in like Kramer on Seinfeld, bust through a door, knock everything over, and I don't care. Because what's on the other side of that door is what I want. You know? Station identification. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. Also, do me a favor. I want to stay in touch with you more than just through the podcast. Go to my website, everydayissaturday.com. Put in your name and email so I can send you encouraging and motivating emails on a regular basis and let you know when we got a live event, a virtual event, do a lot of cool webinars this year as well. I want you to stay in touch. And I want you to let go of the dream. All right? So go to everydayissaturday.com. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Sam Crowley. When I got that digital camera when my daughter was born, I was taking pictures. I was like, wow, there's no film. This is amazing. Like, you just take the little disc out, put it in your computer, and boom, there's all the pictures. Now I'm an instant photographer. Don't got to go have them developed anymore at the grocery store or the photo print shop or anything like that. I remember that when I had my first cell phone in 1992, 93. No wires, nothing. I remember I used to hold my hand up right now in the studio, and I'm like waving it around like a magician. I'm like, wow, no wires. I'm making a call. See, technology has advanced to the point now where you can do whatever it is you want to do to get your message out. All right? Whatever that message is. I believe everybody has a message, number one, and I believe everybody can monetize that message, number two. Now, however your definition of monetizing that message, here's what I'm here to tell you right now. Before you can make $1 million, you got to make a dollar. And before he can make a dollar, you got to understand that you got to get a small win under your belt. If you don't have just a one-page website up, a blog, a YouTube video, any type of audio, any type of content on the internet, get that up and running. If you've never spoken your dream out loud to somebody because you were afraid what they were going to say and how you're going to be treated, do that. That's a small win as well. And I'm not trying to minimize that, and I'm not going to let you off the hook if you go tell your buddy right now about your dream and say, hey, you know, that's all you need to do. No, you need to do more than that. But you got to build bricks, man. You got to build the stepping stones that you're going to walk on all the way to your very own Saturday. You know, my very first, I told you, my small win was, as silly as it was, that YouTube video. And then back in 2002 in July, I bought a duplex with a credit card for $20,000. It was kind of a piece of crap. But I bought it. Discover Card sent me a check, blank check. It's back when they were giving money away. Hey, take a vacation this year, buy a new television. No, I don't want to do any of that. What am I going to take a vacation for? It's not worth anything. I take photos and they're gone. I'll never, you know, buy an asset. Just happened at the same time I was reading the Cashflow Quadrant, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it was ingrained in my mind. Buy assets, don't buy liabilities. So I bought an asset. Took that Discover Card check, 20 grand, gave it to a guy, bought a dilapidated duplex, cash flowed $700 a month, the mortgage was $192, and insurance, taxes, water, sewer, that type of stuff, utilities, I paid as a landlord, I netted $300 a month, that was a $3,600 a year raise. I was making $60,000 annually as a sales manager, okay? So 5% of 60 grand is 3 grand. That's what I used to get as a raise, 5%. I just gave myself a bigger raise than I would have had to have done. And I realized right then and there than I would have gotten as my annual raise as a manager. I realized right then and there I can give myself a raise anytime I want to. I just need a small win. The biggest thing I had to do and that you have to do as well is to get the hell out of your own way. Stop thinking that you can't do something right before you're about to go do something crazy. Like, it's nuts. I see people all the time. They're almost there. They're at the 99-yard line. I know it's not the 99-yard line. I know it's the 1-yard line. But I'm just saying, they've gone 99 yards. They're about to just cross over the goal line, bust it, and they stop. Because why? I think they're afraid of success. Because what's going to happen when you do that? When you get into the goal line, people are going to say, wow, he can score a touchdown. She's a rock star. She can do that. She could probably do more. I expect more of you. Well, you know what? That's right. To whom much is given, much is expected. People expect more of me now. But that's okay. That's what gets me jacked up. It keeps me sharp, keeps my mind sharp, keeps the message sharp, keeps the brand sharp. But it all started with a little win. And that one YouTube video I put on a landing page, boy, I'll tell you, if I had the technology now, just push some buttons, it's up and running. Back then, I had to pay a guy to do it. I put it on a landing page, enter your name and email. Nothing happened, but I had a couple more small wins, did some teleseminars, a few people showed up, sold a couple of coaching packages, $1,000 here, $1,000 there, $100 here, $100 there. Before that ever happened, on the landing page, I was selling a $25 audio called Every Day is Saturday. But that was fun. You can do all of this. And then my big break came. June of 2008, the phone call came. Come speak at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. $25,000 keynote as a result of somebody who heard this very message, the Every Day is Saturday show, June 2008. Why do you think I podcast? Why do you think I teach people how to podcast? If you want to learn how to podcast, hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley, # Every Day is Saturday. Just write, teach me to podcast. And when we go live, I'll be sure to send you the link to my training on how to do this. $25,000 keynote as a result of the podcast. The easy way to be notified about it is just make sure you go to everydaysaturday.com, put in your email. I'll let everybody know on my email database when the training launches soon, February 1st, 2014. But the point of all of this is none of that story, that 25 grand keynote and the hundreds of thousands of dollars of coaching that came as a result, all of that happened because I put a YouTube video up in 2007. And prior to that, I quit my job. Look, just small wins. That's a big event, but it's still nothing happened. I didn't get paid to quit my job. It was the opposite. You know, money was coming out. I had to learn how to survive. And that's why I said necessity really is the mother of invention. It really, truly is. So here's my message to you today. Just like we talked about, if you got that credit card, it's a $50 balance, pay it off, snowball the debt, move on to the next one. Pay off the $100, the $500, the $1,000, the $5,000. It works. That's why all these guys are making a ton of money teaching people how to transform their debt into wealth and a total money makeover. But I want more than that for you. I want you to build an entire international brand. Get your message out there. Whatever that is, whatever the movement is you want to create, just start with a small win. And don't minimize it.
Say, well, it wasn't much. I just put a video. I'm probably the last person to have a video on YouTube, so that's not really that big a deal.
It is a big deal. 1 billion people slept on a dirt floor last night. You got it good. You got it good. But you could have it even better. Make a promise, which is a commitment to yourself. All right? That you're going to have a small win today. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what the small win is, at Sam Crowley. Love it, man. If you can't tell me, who are you going to tell, right? Start with telling me on Twitter. All it takes is 140 characters, and then after that, that's a small win. Go tell somebody else, man, and snowball that message. All right? Are we cool? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.